Now, imagine something horrific has happened to you over the weekend, and your story, the trauma that surrounds you, is leading the news. Everything about your life becomes public property. Your anonymity is gone. This is what it is like to become an accidental celebrity. But now the spotlight is being turned around. A new podcast offers a rare media insight from ordinary Australians who faced extraordinary, traumatic, but ultimately newsworthy events. And it's an inside story on what is really a shrewd media industry that will pluck the unknowns from obscurity to feed our fascination with adversity and the strength of the human spirit. The Accidental Series is, Celebrity is a series researched, written, and produced by Dr. Fiona Reynolds. And she joins us in the studio this morning. Fiona, good morning.
Morning, VJ.
Fabulous to have you in here. Tell me a little bit about this podcast series and how it came about, because I think it's perhaps an accidental podcast as much as an accidental celebrity podcast.
You're absolutely right. I had been researching this for a PhD while working in media as a manager for several years. And when I went off the road, I had been travelling for 8 years out of Launceston to all parts of the country and decided to stay home in 2018 to be with my family. I thought I better get my backside into gear and finish this PhD. So that's what I did. And it was on Accidental Celebrity because as a journalist, I had reported on the Thredbo landslide. I had met the Morecambes while I worked for the Queensland Police Minister a short time after Daniel had disappeared. And I had returned to Tasmania as a journalist and reported on the first anniversary of the Beaconsfield rockfall. So I had started to question in my own mind, and having seen all of these other people hit the news suddenly, whether they had anything in common, whether there were any similarities, and what that was like, experience was like. So I had started researching it, and as I say, when I decided to get off the road, stay at home, I thought, right, I better finish the PhD. When I'd done that, COVID hit, I was in my garden, and I was thinking, what am I going to do now? And I had the audio recordings, had never created a podcast despite being a broadcast journalist previously. And I thought, I'll brush off those skills. I'll learn something completely new. I'll try and create a podcast. And contacted five of the participants in my study and another one, Rosie Batty. And away we went. And here it is. So I'd had a number of people actually ask me when I'd finished the PhD whether they were going to be able to read the book. But by that stage, I'd really finished that project. I felt like I put that behind me, and that this, the power of audio, as you know better than anyone, is significant. People can hear their voices, they can hear their way they express themselves, the emotion that goes into that. And I hope that that makes for a very powerful series.
So with all this background as a journalist and you were the editor of The Examiner, you're with ABC for many years, heading up our regional division nationally from a Tasmanian Launceston base, and you've been responsible for reporting on these stories and sending people out to these stories to get those insights, those inside runnings on the stories. As you start to pick it apart for your podcast, does it make you start to question your decisions previously?
It did, even while I was doing the PhD. It was quite confronting at times personally, because I've done what we call death knocks, going to somebody's door after they've suffered a loss. And I've sent reporters on those to get the story. I have talked to people when they've been crying, and I've put that to air because it helps people make an emotional attachment with what they've been through. I've followed people to try to, get them to talk, to tell me the story, and to get the next angle on the yarn ahead of somebody else, because we're a competitive industry. And I had to start to absorb all of that and think about my own practices. Now, I like to think that I had always kept my humanity intact by being respectful towards those people. But through their stories, I certainly learnt that there are others who don't, and some of the tactics are pretty, what would you say?
Vile?
Yeah. Thank you for saying it. But unethical would be another way of saying it. But, you know, I think in most industries there are people who go across the line, and it's not everybody in our industry, in the media industry, and I still consider myself to be part of the media, just in a different way. And by and large, most people are really decent. They empathise, they understand the plight of these people. But there will always be a handful in probably most industries that that cross the line, and they've all experienced that in one way or another.
Well, let's have a look at a little bit of one of the podcasts that has been that is the focus of what you're doing. Let's start with Todd Russell and his take on what it's like to be in that media spotlight. He had this to say.
At times it's been overwhelming, the response that you get from people. And on the other hand, you know, like, at times you don't want to be recognised. And, you know, when you recognise you're doing the right thing, it's good. But when you recognise you're doing the wrong thing, and that's the trouble with being such a, I don't know, probably high-profile person, is that you've got to be on the top of your game 100%, because as soon as you're seen doing something wrong and someone, you know, catches it on a telephone or something like that, they think, well, we can make some money out of this. And then, you know, they go and sell it to a network, and the next thing you know, you're back in the spotlight again for all the wrong reasons and all that type of thing. That's my fear.
It sounds like he's a commodity, doesn't it?
Yeah, Todd could never have been prepared for obviously the emotional and physical toll of the Beaconsfield rockfall in 2006, but then to emerge after 14 days to your family and to have the media pursue you, to find out that you're actually internationally recognised as soon as you came out of that hole, is extraordinary. I mean, nobody could understand what that is like. Could Todd be prepared for that? Absolutely not. Would I be prepared for that? Absolutely not. And then you have to adjust to that life of going, well, my personal life is already public, so how do I keep some piece of my privacy, you know, for myself? And that's not just, you know, the media. That's also the public wants to know these people. You know, what makes him tick? How did he survive? What's he doing now? And that's a constant thing still for him. And at the end of the day, Todd Russell's an ordinary man who comes from Beaconsfield, from Northern Tasmania.
Yeah. But he'll walk into the pub, he'll walk into the supermarket, and people will be on him because they will recognise him straight away. And they'll want to touch him and understand his story a little bit more. But it is... he is constantly on show, as he said there. He is constantly has to be on his game because he is constantly being recognised.
Yeah. So a couple of other participants in the study and in the podcast series are Bruce and Denise Morecambe, who, as I mentioned before, their son Daniel disappeared. Now Denise reveals that she wants to go to the supermarket and sometimes dump her shopping trolley, you know, at her car, like a lot of other people do, and we probably, potentially, most of us have been guilty of at some stage. And she said, but I stop and I think I have to walk that trolley back to the bay because somebody will say that Denise Morecambe didn't put her shopping trolley back. Or sometimes she said, you know, you get somebody cut you off in the car and you might want to, you know, honk your horn at them, but you think, I can't because I have to be perfect. And they start to feel that that's the persona they have to give off.
There's a lot of criticism of these people who have become accidental celebrities sometimes for speaking to the media and the deals that are struck as a result of that. And Lindy Chamberlain-Crichton had this to say.
We've been told many times, oh, you're selling your dead daughter, making money off your daughter's death. Therefore, you're doing it for publicity. Well, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. It never covers the grief and everything you go through to get to that spot, or the nerves and the hassle and everything else that you go through. It never covers it.
And she went through it all, didn't she?
Yeah, Lindy, after 40 years in the media spotlight, is more knowledgeable about the media than I think most journalists. She's seen it all. Look, that's another thing that I really had to face in talking with them, was that I had always personally, you know, been a critic of people accepting money and being paid money for their story. Lindy, Stuart, Todd, James, they lay it out really clearly that everybody else was making money off them, and that it wasn't, usually it's not about the money, it's actually about the protection, minimising the number of people that they have to talk to, and doing an exclusive deal with one media outlet enables them to minimise the number of people that they have to talk to.
Yeah.
And it's the only way, they said sometimes, that the media understands to go away is, oh, well, I'm not going to get access because somebody else paid for access. So they said, first and foremost, it's about protecting me from the hordes. And then they said, after that, in the case of Lindy, she has never been able to get a job. She can't get a job because she's so well known. She said, Who's going to employ me? Nobody's going to want me working in their shop because I'm a distraction. There are so many other things that have been impacted in their lives and that they've had to pay for.
It's a fascinating series, and it starts to drop as of today, I believe.
Yeah, so we start off with Lindy Chamberlain-Creighton today. There'll be one a week for 6 weeks, and for Tasmanians, Todd Russell is on the 1st of March, Monday the 1st of March. You can start listening to Todd Russell.
Dr. Fiona Reynolds, congratulations on the podcast. Lovely to catch up with you. And thank you very much for popping in and telling us about it this morning.
Thanks for having me.
On ABC Northern Tasmania, and you can hop onto the website and have a look at that from today, and it will direct you to the various platforms where you can actually pick that up, accidentalcelebrity.com.au.